Dan, take me back. Is this 23rd year?
23rd season.
That's a huge chunk of time.
It is. Well, I joined the faculty at UNCG in 1989. John Gamble was the head of the dance department, and we had known each other before, done some producing together before. And so we thought we had this wonderful little new, brand new dance theater in the dance department, and we wondered about sharing it with other people around the area. And we also wanted our students to have a more professional view of what they were doing, to know that they could have a career in North Carolina. They didn't have to leave town. So we brought in a group of artists that first year, 1991, that was the first year. And we felt so successful that we did it again the next year. And then the next year we brought in locals as well as people from out of town. And then it just grew from there.
I'm glad you mentioned North Carolina, because it seems like the focus of so much of this work is just the making this dance more accessible within our state. I'll throw you the devil's advocate question. Why is it important to the Triad area that we have this this project continuing?
Well, there are so many arts in this area, and without something like the festival to really focus on dance outside of college, there wouldn't be dance represented in this area very well. And if we want our students to stay around, we have to give them options, to show them what the options are. And then after they graduate and they start making work, to give them opportunities to show their work. So right now we're touring the state, allowing artists to have a chance to visit audiences that they probably wouldn't have the opportunity to perform for.
And for, in terms of being in the audience, getting a chance to see a lot of things you wouldn't get a chance
That's
to see.
That's exactly right. It benefits both sides, we like to think.
For those who are not accustomed to, say, modern dance, ballet, any form of dance, really, I mean, a lot of our listeners may have never even been to a live dance performance. What are some points of entry?
Modern dance is an American art original. It was developed around the turn of the 20th century by people like Isadora Duncan, Ruth St. Denis, Ted Shawn, and they were all Americans, and they derived from ballet, but they were really pushing the boundaries of ballet, trying to say they didn't need to wear a corset, you didn't need to wear shoes, you could be more related to the floor, to the earth, and to nature. So it's a more natural form in that sense, and it does relate to music in the same way of ballet mostly. It's something that you have to experience. It, I think it is sort of something you educate yourself to, just like music or painting or any art. You know, the more you know, the more interesting it is, but you have to start somewhere.
I would say that if you come to the shows, maybe continue your education and hopefully a strong relationship with dance. If you're a first-time theater goer, maybe you look up your artists that you just watched online. Maybe you check out their website and see if they have future performances, or begin a dialogue with this artist through email, or nowadays it's Twitter or Facebook. I've gotten a lot of questions from audience members on social media and have developed relationships with these theater goers that have continued on since my first year in the festival, which is really exciting.
What does it give you professionally? What sorts of the interactions?
It gives me and my company members so much platform for our work. Great performance spaces throughout the state in Boone and Charlotte and Wilmington, Meredith College, UNCG, of course. It helps us to get the work out, which is really, really important. And along with that, it's great to meet other artists who are doing similar work or completely different work and begin relationships with them.
One of our original goals, which is really satisfying to me, is the idea of building the dance community in this state. When I got here, nobody knew anybody else's work, because there was no opportunity to see that work because local artists are not touring usually. Gotcha. So to give people an opportunity to tour, to warm up backstage together, to talk to each other, it's developed some commissions, some masterclass opportunities, some residency opportunities, and otherwise just companions in toil and vision.
Innovation is at the heart of a lot of what you do with Terra Nova Dance, Jen, in terms of sight, sound, light, video. What are you most excited about in terms of that aspect of what you do?
That's right. Part of the company name, Terra Nova, comes from innovation. And I always try to take my work to the next level and to be fresh and new in what I'm creating and producing. Right now, what's happening with my company, along with the festival, is a dance film. I took the work that is being toured on the festival and I made a film out of it with filmmaker Jay McMurdy. And this happened in Los Angeles this past summer. So we took Words and Deeds, the duet, out of a theater space and put it into a trendy downtown loft and made our dance film.
That's right. That's another aspect of what you do that's unique in that the location's so important.
Oh, it's very important, yes. In addition to making the stage work, I love making site-specific work and dance films. And I'm thrilled to be here with Jan because this love of dance films happened during my graduate experience when I worked with Jan Van Dyke. And at the time where I was attending college, there was not a dance film course. So we did an independent study together. And then shortly after that, I was hooked for life. I attended workshops and other festivals. And it's kind of fun to have this full circle moment now. But shortly after I had my independent study, Jan Van Dyke created a dance for the camera course at UNCG. So it's continuing on.
What sorts of challenges does the visual element bring when you're trying to capture these things on film? It seems like that's a whole other ball of wax in some ways.
It sure is. It's really exciting for me. I was always drawn to films as an artist and photography. So it's a way for me to blend my dance making and my love of cinematography or photography together.
Film offers the creative artist opportunities that you can't get on the stage. So you can get close up, you can get images of a dancer's face or feet or whatever it is you want to focus on. You can come from behind or from the side. You can black out. You can slow down. You can speed up. There's so many things that film can contribute if you want it to.
Something that really excites me as a filmmaker is re-choreographing the dance, if you will, in post-production. So in addition to finding all of those interesting angles and shutter speeds, I have another opportunity to choreograph my dance when I'm in the editing suite.
How's it gone so far? And maybe a highlight or two from being on the road. How does these roll out? I mean, just give me a bird's eye view of how they play out, the sort of interactions with the different communities that are going on. And
we have a meeting with all the hosts in May, usually. And then we ask them to choose their dates even before that, so that everybody's theater can start doing publicity. And so this year, we opened in Raleigh at Meredith College in September. In October, it's Upstate. In November, it's Greensboro. And then we jump across the holidays into January and February for Charlotte and Wilmington. So some years, this worked out pretty well this year, but some years we have a huge break in between weekends, and that's hard on the dancers because they have to stay in rehearsal.
I mean, that must be enormous just to planning all this out and scheduling everything with all these different players involved.
And rehearsals and outreach classes. And
let's talk about the outreach classes, because a couple of the choreographers are local, talking about Christina Soriano teaches here at Wake, and Kara Hagen from High Point.
Right.
What are they going to be doing in the schools?
Well, we try to schedule mini concerts in several schools, which is two or three artists' work and a question and answer period with students so that they get more familiar with dance. A lot of them have never seen dance before. So bringing it into the schools, and then often we will pair a mini concert with a master class, one of the artists, teaching what he or she does do. Some do a more balletic version of dance. Some do a more postmodern version of dance, some more hip-hop. It really has a wide variety. And some artists are much more into teaching than others. And so some don't want to do it. But most dance artists earn a living by teaching. So that's the only way it can survive in North Carolina.
And it's very exciting to see children, of course, and work with them. And just spark this interest in dance that will hopefully continue on. And some who are interested in dance but not quite sure how it fits into their lives after they graduate from high school, so they can see that we are all working in this field as choreographers or maybe technicians or administrative and teachers, and maybe they study in college and that could hopefully, if they want, be their career someday.
Well, you know it firsthand. Here you are. I mean, a fairly recent grad. You alluded to this, the variety of within the world of modern dance. Getting into the program might be a good way to kind of flesh that out a little bit. Tell me about your choreography, Jen, for starters.
I really run the gamut with my creative work and choreography. Well, my base is in ballet, classically trained. And I always enjoyed contemporary and modern ideas and movement and music, of course. And I found that contemporary ballet was a great way for me to use the structure of classical form, but deconstruct it or find some freedom within that structure. Hmm. So I guess the best way to describe my movement is contemporary ballet, but some might describe it as contemporary movement.
Tell me about Words and Deeds a little.
Sure. Well, I was really drawn to music by Swood. It's instrumental and electronic music. And as part of the sound score was a woman speaking in German. She was having a phone conversation, but you could only hear part of this conversation. You don't know what is said on the other end of the phone line. So I went to visit Dr. Neville in the Department of Languages at Elon University, where I work, and I asked him to provide a male voice for this woman. So we generated some questions and text that this male would say in response to the woman, and we imported it to the sound score and came up with the soundtrack.
I'm reminded of the Natalie Cole's version where she was singing Unforgettable, and her dad, you know, the archival film, was singing, and then she would sing the response. But you've kind of created your own. Your language professor was injecting his or her take on what that conversation might have been.
Right.
One good thing about this season is that we have a lot of new artists on the tour. Some years we have a lot of repeats. People apply to perform with us again and again. And so we like that, but we also like to introduce new artists. One of the more interesting ones is he's a contemporary hip-hop artist, Ron West. He began studying dance only in 2005.
Wow.
Very energetic. He's a very fun teacher. He's done some of our master classes recently. His movement is got the punctuation of hip-hop, but it's a more flowing contemporary style. So it's an interesting mix, and he's a very good dancer himself. So to see him dancing with his group is fun and exciting.
Great.
Jessie Knight Walker is someone else that we have never had before. She lives in Chapel Hill, and she used to dance with Denver, Colorado company Cleo Parker Robinson, tours nationally, and she's an excellent dancer. She's doing a solo of her own work. Chalet Dance Works, another Durham company, is dance theater kind of work, has spoken word as well as movement. And then Renee Allmiller, another Durham artist. You can see that the triangle area is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And her work is multimedia, has five dancers and a projection in the back to set the stage.
What variety?
Yeah.
I mean, multimedia, solo works, duets, and,
right.
and full ensembles. You get the whole gamut.
Right. Well, but we're quite dependent on who actually applies each year. So sometimes we don't take our full complement of touring artists so that we can select one or two to round out the program.
Sure. Great. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you both for coming.
Well, you're very welcome.
Thank you
for having us.